Republican lawmakers have pointed out that schools are getting billions of dollars in federal relief funds that will help districts offset new costs. But school leaders and advocates have pushed back, saying that money is temporary and won't cover cost of living increases and other recurring expenses. Gina Pagel is a Spanish and social studies teacher in Wanakee, near Madison.
It's a fallacy that federal funding for COVID-related needs will be all we need. To offer no new state aid in the coming two-year budget is a slap in the face.
The proposed budget reduces the amount of local property taxes going toward education and replaces them with state funds. The move increases state money flowing to schools, and that meets a requirement for federal relief money that a previous GOP proposal did not. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.